Welcome back to Nerds RPG Variety Cast. I'm your host, Jason. Today is just going to be a pretty quick episode where I'm going to eat a little bit of crow and I'm going to talk about the rules cyclopedia. Specifically, I'm going to talk about what they call other character abilities in the rules cyclopedia, around page 75. It's been kind of a busy time, so I haven't been able to develop this episode as much as I'd like to. But I'm sure, depending on what calls we get and interests we get, we'll delve into this topic more. And I know I'll be talking about it more because I'm going to use Rulecyclopedia / Beckme, kind of a combination of the two, to run a solo campaign. I don't know how much I'm going to talk about that solo campaign, but I'm sure it'll come up every now and then. I don't plan on recording actual plays or anything like that, though. As far as other things, later this week, I plan on releasing an episode where I'm going to play some calls and we'll talk more about the hit point discussion. I've kind of, thanks to some discussion on the Audio Dungeon Discord, specifically with a couple, well, I'll go into it on Wednesday or Thursday when I drop that episode, but thanks to the comments from a couple posters there, kind of reevaluating. So we'll talk about healing hit points, all that kind of thing. Midweek, and I'll answer a bunch of calls midweek. Next Sunday will be the monthly entry for the Year of Pun. My buddy Daniel Norton of Bandits Keep's going to join me, so look forward to that. And probably the following Wednesday or Thursday for Thanksgiving, if I have calls, there'll be another episode. I will actually be traveling from November 16th through the 22nd, and I'll be off Discord. I'll basically be offline during that time. So we'll see what happens. I mean, you can still send me messages. You can still send all that kind of thing, but I won't be on Discord. I won't be on social media. I won't be answering anything for a week there. So we'll see what happens. I don't know if there'll be a midweek episode Thanksgiving week or not. There might just be a Sunday episode on the 26th. We'll see. We'll just see how that plays out. But as far as this episode goes, I mentioned I need to eat a little bit of crow. So I've given the Rules Cyclopedia kind of a hard time in the past, probably more in posting on Discord and forums than I have actually speaking about it on the podcast. But I'm not going to deny what I've said. I much prefer the box sets, and I still feel that way. I think if you're getting into D&D or you're trying to show D&D to somebody new, the Mensur Redbox basic set is still the best introduction, and that's the way I would go. But I've reevaluated somewhat the Rulecyclopedia. It's definitely more of a reference guide than a teaching guide. I still think the box sets are probably better as teaching guides, but as a reference guide, it's pretty good. It has some problems. There are some things that when they compiled it, they kind of screwed some stuff up. So it's definitely not perfect, right? So there are things in there like where they tried to mess with the wish spells and they kind of copied some things wrong in that. And there's some other little niggly things in there that aren't as great. But for the most part, it's pretty good. I don't like the way they handle immortals between that and the Immortals, I think it's Wrath of the Immortals that came out with it. I prefer the box set for Immortals if you're going to play that. But I think some of the other things in there, like the Mystic class and working out the spell list a little bit better for the Cleric, adding a couple more magic user spells, and these new additions I'm going to talk about, I think are pretty good. Honestly, Beckme was what I learned on. It was the first D&D I had, and then I quickly moved on to AD&D. When we talk about Beckme, we talk about the 1983 Red Box, which was basic, and then it went to Expert, Companion, Master, Immortal. And then later on, in the early 90s, they came out with a Rulecyclopedia. I was already in the Army. I never had the Rulecyclopedia back then, but you know, I've since picked it up. And I can appreciate it. There are definitely some interesting things with this. And I've said before that I prefer BX, the Mulvey Cook version, to Beckme. But Beckme, looking at it again, is, you know, it's interesting because obviously all your original editions kind of had that progression where you're going to go in the dungeons at low levels, you're going to explore the wilderness at mid levels, do domain play at higher levels. And they all did this, but Beckme really did it in a, and Rule Cyclopedia, really do it in a pretty structured way. And yes, AD&D does it, and OD&D you can do it, and it's it there. But Beckme really clearly presents it and sets it out, much more so than I gave it credit for in the past. Looking over it again, it's a pretty interesting rule set. And that's why I'm going to use it for the solo campaign, to kind of remind myself of this original rule set that I, you know, played as a kid before I moved to AD&D. Oh, the other thing I need to apologize for, I guess, is I've given it a hard time in the past for the art. And, you know, there are pictures of elves in here that look like they're wearing pajamas that have leaf print on them that are pretty bad. But honestly, the art isn't as bad as I thought it was. Looking back over it, I can appreciate the art. One thing I really like about the art is, you know, that warning that Wizards of the Coast puts on front of all the TSR era products about this is culturally insensitive and you're a bad person for reading it. Well, when you look at this, we talk about inclusive art. Well, the Rule Cyclopedia in, was it 91, has inclusive art. When you look at it and look through it, we've got all kinds of different ethnicities in here. And it's not, you know, showing one is better than the other. So they actually try to be really inclusive with the art in this book. And the art actually is pretty good other than the pajamas the elf wears. So all in all, I take back the I still prefer the Beckme art, but for the box sets. But that said, the art in here is pretty good. And I appreciate the inclusivity that they've included in here, regardless of Wizards of the Coast telling you you're a bad person for, you know, owning this product. So that aside, what I want to talk about today, and I've already blathered for 7 minutes, is I want to talk about the rules for weapon mastery and skills. And I'm not going to go super in depth here. I'm going to put a link in the show notes to a YouTube video that's going to talk about weapon the Rule Cyclopedia weapon mastery rules. And these rules actually first appeared in the Master Set, the Master Box Set. But Ivan Mike 1968 back in 2011 talked about this, and they've got a video that's less than 7 minutes long that really succinctly and does a great job of telling you about these rules. So I'm going to link that in the show notes. Go check that out. Ivan Mike does a lot better job than I would do in explaining what these rules are, but the rules are really neat. And because when we think about cinematic, you know, we think about the movies, we think about reading these stories, what do we have people do with weapons, right? These expert characters. Can they throw swords? Yes. Can they use swords to block blows? Yes. Do they do special feats that scares the opponent, where they'll parry a bunch of moves or do something really cool with the sword, and you see some of the bad guys drop their swords and run away? Yes. What does weapon mastery in Rule Cyclopedia do? It gives you those abilities. It's a really neat system. So go listen to Ivan Mike, break it down if you haven't read it. You know, maybe it's, you could say it's overpowered, but when you hit the levels where you're going to be a master or grandmaster with a weapon, the monsters you're fighting are really tough. So I don't know that it is. What it does is it kind of balances the fighter out with some of the damage potential and hit potential of the other classes. I really do like it. I like the bonuses of the armor class. I like the special moves. I like what they call the despair effect, where you can scare opponents and make them run away. It's just pretty neat. And these special effects aren't just for swords. Every kind of weapon has these different special effects. And it gives you reasons to pick different weapons, because the different weapons have different kinds of special effects. It's really neat. Is it perfect? No, I don't think so. But I think it's really neat, and I look forward to playing with it. So I want to throw that out there as something that's one of the better ways I've seen a D&D game do cinematic acts with weapons. You know, recently on Discord, over on the BSers Discord from Gaming and BS Podcast, it's now kind of defunct, but Sean has the Discord going, and they're going to have BSerCon 3. There's a link in the show notes. Go check that out. BSerCon 3 is coming in January, an online convention. But over on their Discord, we were talking. Harrigan, who was recently on the show, made the comment, "I want mechanics that support the fiction we're aiming at that aren't too heavy, dumb, ill-suited, or overly prescriptive." And, you know, you may look at these and say they're too heavy, but I think these really do give us the kind of effects we want to see with our heroic fantasy. So if you're looking for a heroic fantasy game and a game that simulates what we see in the fiction, I think Weapon Mastery can give us that. So it's pretty neat. The skill system is also pretty neat. Now, I've got some problems with the skill system. There's a good set of blog posts over at Melastrala's, I'm saying that wrong, Musings. There'll be a link in the show notes. And I'm going to link two things. I'm going to link to all the skill posts that they have over there. And I'm also going to link to a specific post talking about the Bekmi skills. The Bekmi skills are really interesting. Now, I think they're too tight. I think there are too many of them. And some of the skills are really feats, which I don't think is great. But it is interesting in that if you have the skill, you're basically doing an ability score check. In this case, you're trying to roll low. You're not trying to roll high. But they're trying to do something here. And I think you could take this and do something interesting. The house rule I've seen is that if you don't have a skill, then you make the ability check at half score. So if you have a 12 for that ability, you have to roll 6 or under instead of a 12 or under. And I think that house rule would probably work. I would still probably take these abilities, and the skills are, they're broken down by your ability scores, by your attributes. I would probably still cut the number of skills in here down substantially, down to maybe the skills in like 4th edition or 5th edition. But I think it's an interesting system. And not only does it have the skill system, it has opposed skill checks in here, which is interesting. It's got ways that you can aid somebody else making a skill check. You know, it talks about having modifiers to the skill rolls. It's an interesting system. I don't think it's a perfect system, but I do look forward to playing with it as I run through this solo campaign. So go check those things out. I'm pretty sure Ivan Mike 1968, you may have seen before over at Runeslinger's channel, and like I say, Iron Mike's been around for a long, long time, well over a decade, so you may have seen some of the videos before anyway. But check that out. Check out this blog from Melastrala's Musings, and I know I'm saying that wrong. And check out the BSerCon 3 that's coming in January, that online convention. I'm going to be running Dicey Tales and Reaver, the upcoming Sword and Sorcery game from Joe Salvador with a current rule set of Reaver. And I'm also going to run Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the old Palladium game. So, you know, come over, play in some of those games. A bunch of other great games are going to be played over there. And that's really all I have this week. So, shortest show, still almost 15 minutes long. But I hope everybody's doing well, and I will talk to you midweek when I answer some calls and talk some more about hit points and healing. Take care. Be excellent to each other.